Does anybody out there in Black Box Land have something they want to talk about? Anything interesting happen in your week?
Well, I got something I think I'd like to talk about.
Fire away.
All right. Well, it's about, we've been talking about the Emergent Life Center or whatever name we're currently applying to it and going over a number of things. And I can see that part of the mission statement that I thought would work was that the Emergent Life Center would serve as a platform or a gateway for someone to create their own eternal selves. And that's kind of forward. And
it's too full.
I started thinking about,
you can't get any cooler. Put an ice cube in.
How important it might be to turn around and think in the other direction.
Mm.
And that is around creating my own path and how important that could very well be. And the more I thought about it, the more I realized that in the absence of creating my own past, the only past that I have to work with is the past that I have developed from my loner body.
Hmm.
And Lord knows whatever that might be for individuals, but that's the start point. That's where I'm standing. That's my provenance. That's what's defining me, is the past that I remember from memories, my loner body, and the genetic memory of my loner body. Then I started thinking about the possibility and the advantage of creating my own past, the past of my eternal self. I can make that anything and everything I want it to be. Because whatever I create for my past is going to be the foundation of what myself as an eternal being will be going forward. The whole notion of being able to, what do I want, what does anybody want their past to be? We can absolutely generate an image of our past as an eternal being, and for that matter, we could also generate a past of our loner bodies. But for a moment, let's just talk about what is the value of creating a past for our eternal selves. We can make that anything we want it to be, and then, as I said a few minutes ago or a few sentences ago, then that's the provenance or the foundation on which that I will move forward. And without that, if we think of that basic forever living tool or exercise of living and actioning only that which I'd be prepared to action eternally.
The question you haven't answered is why.
I beg your pardon?
You didn't answer. You haven't answered. Why create a past?
I thought I had answered that. In the absence of having a past, I have nothing. I am just grabbing into whatever I can, in a kind of a reactive, in the moment kind of thing. But if I create myself a past as I desire my past to be, that's who I am, and I live that.
You still haven't answered my question. You've answered it to death.
Can you give some suggestion on?
Well, it seems to me that
more could be said about that.
That if you create a future or visualize the future, you have no idea how to get there from here. But if you visualize a past, you can live that in infinite number of ways today. So a past gives you something to be. A future does not. You don't even know how to do that. That's why you're your focus all the time on future becomings or conclusions fail. Because fine, you got a nice picture, but you don't have any idea how you can go about and do that. Whereas if you have a past, you can think of an infinite number of ways in which you can live that today. And then the future will take care of itself.
Absolutely. I think that's extraordinarily important.
So you only look at your future and try to create that, because that's the nature of language.
Yeah. If I'm looking to the future, it's almost impossible to do anything other than create something that I will try to attain to. I got to get here from there, and I don't know how to get here from here to there. But as you said, that having given myself a past,
then you already are that
past. All kinds of ways I can continue to live that past into the future.
But you can live it in different ways today.
Yeah. I think that part of the attraction of doing past life readings was an attempt to have some kind of past to stand on. And it, in some ways, that kind of fulfilled that.
Past life readings don't mean anything unless life as a separate life, it's meaningless. As a moment in a continuous abiding life, it's very meaningful.
You said in a continuous abiding life, what did you just say?
Then it's very meaningful. If it's just a moment in a continuous abiding life that you're aware of.
Okay, yes.
So have you been actioning that, Pat? Have you... In the sense of we're looking at having a center that offers tools and techniques, have you experimented with anything, or has anything been working for you that you can share in creating a past?
It just turned everything upside down when I realized how important creating a past would be.
And that
I was, as Roger Moment mentioned a moment ago, always looking to what I could maybe perhaps create in the future as a self, eternal self that I desire.
Right.
And it was not a very productive exercise.
Right.
When I turned everything upside down and I began looking at what would I want that past to be, and how would I serve it? I'm not certain. Oh, I'm pretty certain that I haven't yet really resolved that. But it just opened up all kinds of avenues for me. And that, as I mentioned here a few weeks ago, I've shown myself how to more easily image, rather than what I used to do. But now I'm imaging through minding. And now all kinds of images are coming up about what I would like my past to be.
Okay.
And so far, I've kind of figured around that the image that keeps on coming up for me is that of a sorcerer. And I've thought, well, that's all about magic. And how would I want magic to fit into my life going forward? And then I realized that it's pretty damn magical to state and know that I can go ahead and create an eternal self that will live forever. That's pretty damn magical. Mm-hmm. So maybe the image of a sorcerer, in my view, is something that may work. But I've just begun that part now of shaping an image of a past that I would desire to have. And I'll continue working on that. But at the moment, that seems to be the working image.
Mm-hmm.
And as I say that, I think it's pretty, when I consider it, it's pretty damn magical to go out and create an eternal self that, that carries on for all eternity.
Mm. Do you find that creeps into your daily life here and there? Do you do something that...
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. I'm still capable of being quite reactive, but that's getting less and less and less. And there is where it seems to creep in most directly is that I'm no longer thinking about solutions to issues that I'm dealing with. I'm more often just allowing images to arise or generating images of what a solution might look like, working with clients, working with issues within relationships that I have, that I'm still doing client work, I've still got relationships, but they're all changing form as I more and more deal with images rather than thinking through kind of a language structure.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really been helpful.
Nice. Cool.
So what
well,
is your,
recently I just building on, are you guys going?
What is your past image of this life center, emergent life center?
Or do you have a past image of this emergent life center? Is that what you're asking, Pat?
Well, if he's doing that, then what image does he have about there? Has he established for the life center?
Did you get that, Pat?
Can you repeat that?
Roger asks, do you have a past image of the Emergent Life Center?
Yes.
And well, what is that?
It's first off, a physical location that provides some basic infrastructure, meeting rooms, treatment rooms. A physical structure, and then it's a place where routine things can be scheduled. For those who are like Karen doing massage therapy, or for others that are involved in some kind of health hands-on or whatever type of therapies. They can do their business there, but the past image is that there are routine things that take place, that there are, for instance, a Tuesday or a Thursday night meeting, a group meeting that goes on no matter what every week, and that all the practitioners that are involved are encouraged to invite people to attend, and that we would be conducting just discussion sessions on one or other night of the week, so that there's always an intake way that's in addition to whatever any of the practitioners can do in their individual sessions. Hmm. And occasionally, once a month, once or whatever the hell seems appropriate, that there would be more organized introductory sessions where we were able to speak more about the whole idea of the center and helping people see that there is more to their lives than their loner body existence. So it's getting these things down so that it's routine, that these will take place, that people will, and that we engage in some degree of marketing activity, so that people have an expectation that if it's Thursday nights, it's Thursday nights. There's a session at the center. And then once a month or 6 weeks, whatever it is, there will be a Saturday and a Sunday session, and encourage people to get involved and help them be involved and help them identify with being involved. Maybe even do T-shirts or ball caps or whatever to help get some identity going. That's the kind of image I have.
So I'd like to offer now a different image.
Yeah.
So I was really looking at this imagination center, and well, take it back. I wasn't looking at it as a physical center recently. Just recently, as I've been, you know, practicing every day, you know, imagination, 15, 20, whatever it is, 25 minutes, or, you know, just whatever I'm doing from day to day, it's become more of a personal practice. And it has really struck me the understanding of this as like a religion. I mean, forget about it, like it's really, it's a religion. Essentially, it's a practice of religion. So for me, the idea of a center in this regard could be that with a body of material that people can acquire and, you know, learn whatever it takes to get them to a point where they understand this, then anyone could declare a center in a place, in a home, in a facility they rent down the street, whatever it is. But it's more to me the action or the activity of people practicing this as their daily living, as part of this is what I'm doing in my eternal life. And then anything that you wanted to add, like you had said earlier, Pat, my only thing that was different was I was thinking of it not as a having to be a physical center for various reasons. It certainly expands the possibility for more people to get involved, being one of them. That's it.
Well, I really like the idea of having a body of material, print or otherwise, that's available to serve as kind of the common material that people can work with, so that there is some consistency. Mm-hmm. I like the idea of having that material.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, this is the first time I've ever talked about this, so I recognize I'm not saying this is something that anybody anywhere with any idea can just say, oh, now we're Imagination Center. But, you know, it's a little bit like with certain political movements get very, mutated from their original purpose as more people get involved. Mm-hmm. So this would be something that's more, well, I don't know what you would call it. It's a specific kind of set of practices and understandings.
Yeah, without that, it's going to be even more wildly open to interpretation of the individual and the day.
And to a certain extent, I am not sure that's going to be entirely avoidable, but at least have a basis that everyone could say, you know, refer back to.
I think that's going to be invaluable. There has to be that common thing. And again, using the religious analogy, that just about every religion I'm aware of ended up with a book that ended up being kind of the Bible.
I didn't even think of that, but yeah, I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
That somewhere along the line, it not only needs the book, but it needs the organization that can get a movement flowing. Otherwise, it's even with a book, say, so to speak, that can float around, and it's going to be invaluable in its own. But in terms of generating a movement, I think it's going to take some leadership of one kind or another to bring it alive.
Mm-hmm.
somebody willing to, in the 21st century here, standing on the equivalent of a street corner, saying, I've got a message that you might want to hear.
Well, as you guys speak, what pulling together some, you know, some past Monday night stuff, in order to get continuity, we've kind of tossed around the idea, and actually in that last page that we've all kind of shared together, where Roger created the column on the right with essentially new terms. And so that I think incorporating that would be real helpful in creating some continuity. Like you say, you know, it's going to be difficult to keep people in line, so to speak.
Bastardizing it.
Yeah, so I think, you know, creating a new language or creating new terms would be real helpful in doing that. So I you know, I like that. I like that idea. That as we create this material, that not that it's so much learning new terms that it becomes overwhelming, but that there's the important stuff. It comes with some new terminology, some new words, so that we can provide that continuity.
Well, yeah, the new words and the new use of terms, and with that column, as you point out, then there's clarity of what those terms mean.
Right.
And you know, we've run across various teachings that also use the term emergent, and I doubt very much that any two of them are using the term emergent the same way.
Right.
And that there are principles involved in what Roger's been showing us for the last 20 years that entail the use of terms that aren't commonly used in that way, or in the way that Roger uses them, and that can be important to maintain the distinction and meaning of those terms.
So, do we think there's a baseline or a core set of terms that we should be looking at developing, so that the literature to follow would be consistent? I mean, Roger had three or four on that sheet. Is that something we want to attempt to do? Possibly, each of us pick one or two terms or one or two things that we've taken away in the past, however long we've been around Forever Living, and say, hey, this is a term or this is an idea or a concept that I think we should create a term for, and is a foundational kind of term. Is anybody?
Well, there is. Do you happen to have that sheet in front of you?
I don't.
I think you've all slipped out of creating a past slowly and seductively into creating a future.
Well, I don't understand how you can separate the two. You can't create a future unless you pull from your past. You can't.
But you can talk about the past only in past tense.
Well, we're talking about our past time with you.
Yeah, but you're talking about it as to what that means in the future.
Well,
you're implying that.
I'm saying, what does it mean to you now? What areas or what terms or what have people embodied? What part of Forever Living is important to people, and what do they think would be important to anybody else coming into
to
a center?
That you just switched from past to future.
No, I don't see that I did. Show me how I did.
Does anybody else want to tell him how he did?
I don't know if I can explain.
I didn't quite hear what you said, Roger.
I said he seductively slips from past into future. what we want to create.
Okay. Then how about this? I think I know what you're talking about, Roger. Let's try something here. That I've got that.
No, I brought this up because you slipped into the future, too.
Out in front of me now, and if I can look at this and say, in the path that I've created for myself, abiding means enduring, continuing, without lessening, without death, as am.
But you don't talk to me in terms of its past. You talk to me about what that means for you to live in the future.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Wait, you can't both talk at once. Go ahead.
Well, shut up. I don't want to talk anyway.
What did you say, Roger?
I said, but you'll slip right into, out of talking about the past and slip right into what you want that to create for the future, just like Ken did.
Well, I haven't gone there yet.
Yeah, you did.
And that, I think I'm getting your point, but I have to, that it's taking some practice here. To look at these things and talk about them as this is what I've created in my past.
Tense.
This is what death means to me.
You slipped out of telling me things in past tense.
When you asked him his image or his past image of the Emergent Life Center, and what he gave you was like a future.
He's saying the past is important, and he developed the past. But what he did was develop the past so he could have the future he wants. And he didn't essentially develop the past.
Is it as simple, Roger? Is it as simple as saying that I'm developing the past I want?
It's as simple as you change the tense of your conversation. That's how easily you all slip out of understanding it into screwing around. If anything you said tonight makes sense, then you have to discuss the life care, emergent life care, life center from the past only. Give me a past picture so that you, not these are new words, these are old words that I've forgotten. They're always there. We're not giving anything new in them. That's just repeating the old stuff from way back when.
I think earlier Roger said that relative to creating a past was, why do it? You can create a vision of the future and have no idea how to get there. So if we can create a picture of the past and say, oh yeah, I did this and I did that. Oh yeah, and then there was that too. Then it becomes, very doable. So I think that the suggestion is then talking about the center in the same way.
That's very interesting. I think you're right, Andrew.
So saying okay, so there we were and we had this, understanding and all these terms, these ideas, and these old terms that had come back to life for us, and we understood again, and so we put it together, and here's what we did.
Tell
a story.
And you jumped out of the past into the present and off into the future.
Okay, let's begin again. Go ahead, Andrew, you were doing good.
Well, that wasn't clear from what you said, Roger.
What?
It wasn't clear from what you just said.
What's
that you thought he was going in the right direction.
Well, that was Ken's.
No, I said that about Andrew. I don't know what Roger thinks about that, but
now, you see, you wouldn't be in this quandary right now if somebody put something in the Dropbox, we could have been discussing something else, other.
Would it have been as important as this, though? I think this is pretty important change, how we do things. We're always approaching everything from trying to get to a future vision we don't know.
That's right, and you don't even know it. You don't even know how to do it.
Right, and when
you don't even know how to take the first step.
Right, and we revert to cause and effect and really get trapped. But what I think is, at least the suggestion as I've understood it, is if creating the self and life I truly desire, a way or an important part of doing that is a path that I truly desire. Now I don't have to figure out how to cause that path. I just look and, like through imagination, there's a story that just emergently tells itself. Then maybe that's a good notion for anything, including imagination center. It's a way of life, which I had never thought of before this, as a way to apply for everything. But if I'm taking us in off direction, Roger, please say something about that.
No. Okay. What I'm talking about is the easy way you all slip into that without realizing it.
I do understand that. I heard it happen. I know I do it.
You just roll one sentence into present or future, and you then follow that pattern. You no longer live the past pattern. You no longer create the past pattern. You won't even talk about the past pattern, except as what that enables you to do now in the future. So you've switched focuses, foci.
Now, Roger, if I remember correctly, you did an entire school program by a past approach, Parker School. You talked about how we did this and we did that.
Yeah. Well, can't we
worked pretty well.
Can't we talk about the emergent life center that way?
Yeah. It seemed that it allowed an advantage to fleshing out all kind of things that, a future going approach just probably doesn't work so easy.
What are you referring to, Andrew?
It's a book that I read. But anyway, I'll tell you that, if it's okay to tell this, Roger, I'll tell it. A number of years ago, Nora, if you remember, and a guy that was involved at Parker School were working on a new program for the school, a whole new concept to solve some problems they had. And so Roger and Misty and Nora and this other guy, they all got together weekly and they wrote a book on this whole new program, way of doing a school. And the book was written in a format of someone talking to someone at the school who wanted to start this and said, okay, well, you know, we have done this before. We did this in a school like this, and we did that, and we did that. And then this came along. It was all told from, like, memory, from the past of having done it, though they hadn't done it all yet. So yeah. I think that the suggestion, a very interesting and I think worthy way to go checking this out, or to approach this, is to look at it, I think, as Roger's suggesting, from the past.
Yeah, I agree to that, yes.
Okay.
I thought before that the past of the center is the past of everybody, of the participants.
Can you tell me what you mean by that? What was that?
The center incorporates my past, incorporates your past, Ken's past, Jennifer's past, what we have together past. That's what I see right now, yes. And I can work personally with my past. The question comes up if I do have a past besides loner body. Yeah.
Mm.
So is the suggestion here that we describe an emergent life care center as if it's already in operation, that this is what we have been doing, this is what we do? Is that the suggestion?
For me?
Or anybody?
Yeah, I think it's talking about what we did, the way we did the center.
Yeah, I agree with both you and Pat. I think you're saying the same thing, in that we're proposing to talk about it like it's already happened or has been happening.
But you don't. You switch your language in the middle.
I don't know what...
Careful of that now.
Okay,
so we don't do that again.
Can I offer, or not offer, can I ask some support here, that there's, I don't know what's happening with the phone or how far Roger is from the phone. I almost never hear what he's saying. And I would appreciate if somebody maybe repeat it.
I can do that for you.
Okay. So whatever Roger said a moment ago that Andrew responded to, I don't know what that was.
Roger was reiterating that every time we make an attempt to do that, that we slip back. In one sentence, we will slip back into talking about the future. So he just reiterated that.
So I know
that we do that very easily.
So he knows your image has changed.
I was just thinking here how easy it is to, even me in talking about, let's say, something that I do in my business that I've done a dozen times or more, been there, done that, had a cabinet minister meeting, knew how to prepare for it, and now if I've got a new client, I tell them what we're going to do, or I tell them what I recommend that we do, and that's based on previous experience, it's based on the past, but it seems every iteration is something that I can say we can do, based on the confidence I have about what we have done in the past. So that's still bridging into the future from based on what it seems that Roger's saying.
Okay, so then maybe it starts with, as you said earlier, Pat, the mission statement or the purpose for the center that we wanted way back when. I mean, I know, I think we covered this a bit last week, but
I think what you do with the mission center, you move to future. You want it to do this in the present and that in the future. You switch tense. You change your focus.
We did. Right. So I'm suggesting that the way to look at the mission statement would be, in a sense, like a long time ago, we set this as the purpose for
What was the mission statement 2,500 years ago, let's say?
That's a great question. I don't know.
You see? You won't even go there.
Oh! Damn, I just... Okay, busted.
Yeah, create it now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. What was the mission statement 2,500 years ago? Oh. To know more about myself and life and the universe than ever I had before.
But that's future.
To know
If I go back there and say that's a mission statement to know, that's a future to know.
Oh, even 2,500 years ago, yeah, that is a future focus, yes. Well, now you got me a little stumped here. I realize that in all my mission statements...
This is why we have a tough time communicating.
All right.
You all change subjects and tenses in the middle without even knowing it.
Well, I wouldn't. How would we even do a mission statement?
Maybe you wouldn't do a mission statement. Maybe
you do a past statement.
Maybe the act and fact of a mission statement puts the screws to you.
The way that it's traditionally
done. Hey, that does send. Yes, I can see. I immediately switch into that thinking. Yeah. And true, I made that great statement, and of course, immediately went into, I have no idea how to do that. I didn't verbalize that part, but that does come in there.
Do present. We are.
Declaration.
Uh-huh.
If somebody was going to ask, what's your Emergent Life Center about? Would it be appropriate to say, we help people wanting to create their emergent self or their eternal self?
We help.
I'm going to suggest that does back a future thing again.
Yep.
We're just, okay, hang on. So, I'm not going to say that without offering something different. So, what if I was to say, 2,500 years ago, we recognized ourselves as eternal beings living on the earth, and we decided that we would, Well, anyway, at least that's a start.
Yeah, would.
But if you say eternal, looking to the future?
No, because I don't think of eternal as being, we recognized back in the past ourselves as eternal being recurring. I know you could say that's a future thing. In this case, I'm thinking of it as more of just, that's the natural state of you. You are recurring. That's what's happening every moment.
Isn't it continuing?
So do we speak only in past tense?
Isn't it more correct to say continuing, not recurring?
You are?
Isn't it more correct to say continuing than saying recurring?
Whatever you want to say, either one.
I can see that. That really gets close to the future thing again, too.
So my question before, do we only speak in past tense? Can we close it in?
What?
I guess so.
Oh, we can speak in present tense.
Can we? Okay. But describing the past.
As of, telling it in the past.
When you speak in present tense, it's basically a declaration.
All right.
Well, then for...
Can you tell me something you did yesterday?
Sure, I can. I washed my car.
Okay.
Detailed. Inside and out. And you want me to describe it? I could describe it. Windows, washing, waxing, windows, armor all, everything that needed to be done. For months and months. So then, I guess you're saying, so can I talk about the center in the same way?
Can't you say that in the past, I walked with my abiding self?
Oh. Yeah, I can see that, yes. I can totally see that.
Could you repeat that, Andrew, what he said?
In the past, I walked with my abiding self.
What does that mean?
Okay.
The same as I walked with my dog.
Oh.
And it indicates a, to me, it indicates an active relationship and awareness going, not something that someone had to try to do to get there or to achieve that. It was an active, it was already. So it's, Gosh, how would I like then start that to imagination center? Hey, Roger, that's actually a question for me. I must be looking at the activities of the imagination center in a way of like doing imagination
to
acquire a sense of.
That's right.
So I would then I would reframe this thing to say, I practiced daily imagination to have to what? Something about the relationship with the abiding self, but not as an acquiring thing. Maybe to communicate.
Recognize?
Well, recognize would still be, I mean, this is all, if I'm walking with my abiding self, no different than I'm walking with my dog, I say I'm pretty well in knowing relationship with that. So it's figuring out what that is really expressing. I assume it's the imagining. I spend 15 minutes a day imagining to have a communication with my eternal self that is out of language or something.
Why are you putting the two in there?
Oh, it's a good question. I'm just trying to put this together here. I probably slipped into the thing. So what can you see as a way we would say that?
Well, leave out the two and say that again, that you're imagining 15 minutes a day communicating with your abiding self or whatever.
Okay.
Whatever you said.
Yeah, great. Yeah, because you're right, because in my mind, Jennifer, that is the whole thing about that has been I do these imagining practices to gain, to, you know, create a relationship with, to have awareness of, implying that I don't have that awareness. So yeah. That's a good catch. Well, this takes a little bit of doing here.
Oh, it does. But this is conversation. I'm beginning to get a little bit of light turning on in my head.
Mm-hmm. I mean, imagine once we get going, it becomes quite simple.
So would it be appropriate then, Andrew, to say, I spent 15 minutes today in close relationship with my abiding self?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, I guess. So then we would put together the imagination center as following the, I walked with my eternal self. And so did everyone else. And since we had that relationship already, what did we do? So what did we say, Jennifer? So the spending 15 minutes of my imagination was communicating directly. Oh, direct perception of my outside of language. I didn't even like that, but I mean, I'm trying to get some traction here.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. Is it maintain? No, because that's still a future thing.
whatever it is, it's maintaining or communing or communicating with or...
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's got to be no different than just, hey, I have a dog, I take care of my dog, you know, I walk my dog. It's not like I'm trying to do something
for
my dog or
whatever. You're trying to create something, you're just doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. This is what we did. This is what we do. I guess we can say from that then, like, we recognize ourselves as an abiding being, or an eternal being living in a body for a period of time that gives us the ability to express, interact with the universe. I don't know. Something like that.
Seems to me if you can't say a mission statement, maybe you should leave it alone.
Oh, I wasn't even trying to do a mission statement at that point. I was just trying to talk about the way life was, living with my eternal self.
So maybe the mission statement is like a story, what I did in... with my abiding self in the past.
Well, maybe it's not a mission statement, Simone. Maybe it's just a story of how
maybe.
Life is with my abiding self.
Yes, that agree. Yeah. But then it's the story for me and not a past statement for the center.
What can we change mission to? Because mission itself implies something you're going to do or something you're trying to accomplish. Could we change that?
How about we eliminate it?
I thought we did.
Just don't have
10
one.
Minutes ago.
Eliminate
now
it?
We're talking
Why
about
don't
it again?
You create a declaration?
Yes, a declaration statement, yeah, or something, yeah. Actually, this story is a declaration.
Well, let's see, I think that the arc of the story is that we all walked with our abiding self 25 or 3,000 years, 300,000, whatever it is, years ago, 30,000 years ago. And then somewhere along the line, people seem to have lost touch with that. And the imagination center that we built in the past was what?
Acknowledging that that happened.
Remembering, reawakening to our natural state. I mean, basically the idea I'm trying to get here is telling a story arc in the past that someone can relate to in their life today. Maybe that as a child they had a certain sense of themselves that somewhere along the line they lost.
Mm-hmm.
But they still feel it's there, they just don't know how to live it every day.
Doesn't that all just circle back into showing them how to get it back? And that's future based.
Yeah, it's interesting, Pat. I know that is the problem. But I guess what I'm trying to do is, my attempt right now personally, is to tell a story. This is just for myself. Can I express this in a way that affirms that this is what I already am, this is what everybody already is, and it's not a matter of acquiring, maybe it's just a matter of, and I don't know how to describe this here, it's a matter of, what?
Declaring that's what you're doing?
There you go. Anybody can do this. I mean, I'm acknowledging that everybody is not doing this, but it's already their natural state of who they are. And as in the past, people would did these things, they reawakened to that awareness, eternal awareness again. Does this work, Roger, Misty?
It works if you don't blow it away.
Okay. If that's an arc that I can tell in the past, if someone can relate to today, a story arc, then I'll continue with that.
See, you just changed to if this, then it's rather than that.
Andrew, what's a story arc?
A story arc is like, like once upon a time we lived in a town and things were great, and then a famine came and there were no food. And so Jack went to the market and got some magic beans and grew a beanstalk. You know, da 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 da.
It have to require magic beans?
It doesn't. I'm just trying to come up with any story. It's a saga, Pat, a beginning, middle, and end. How's that?
Okay.
Yeah, I was just trying to tell a story anybody might be familiar with. It had nothing to do with magic beans. I think my question was just more if the story arc format works, then I would continue with that. If it's leading us astray, then I'll look for something else. So, sounds like it works as long as I continue or we continue. If that's the way you guys want to go, we don't slip up into talking future stuff. Anybody have a better idea? Just us.
I'm game. Maybe we want to...
What did you say, Ken?
Yeah, what is the proposal?
I said, I'm game. I'm agreeing with Andrew. Go.
Okay.
Let's go. I said, maybe we could... this is just a suggestion. If we hear somebody slipping, nip it in the bud so we don't have to wait till the end and then say, hey, you were slipping and we got to go right back around, spend 5 minutes or 10 minutes coming back around again. Maybe if we all listen more intently and kind of nip it in the bud, we can stay in it longer. Just a thought.
Okay, but Ken, you're agreeable to the idea of a story arc of the past?
Yeah, I think that's a good way to go.
It can start with long ago and far away. I walked with my eternal self. I walk through life in my eternal self. Okay, Simone, so what happened next?
Give me a pass.
Roger said something, but I don't know what it was.
Give me a past.
Give Roger a past?
No, give me a past for the Life Center. Emergent Life Center.
I'm working on that.
We had large gatherings of like-minded people?
No. Well, yeah, everybody's going to what they want to create. You're not going to the past.
Well, if my image of the Life Center in the past was...
You can't do that for the life, Emergent Life Center. You can't do it for yourself.
So I said we had large gatherings of people in my past Emergent Life Center. That's the image I have. That doesn't work.
I'm kind of building on that, Ken. In the beginning, there were people. In the beginning, people spoke of their or related to and spoke of their eternal self in large groups. We'd gather and talk about life from the eternal perspective each had. I'm just waiting to see if this is all right. I guess it would help if I understood the imagination center better. I'm more familiar with individual story of how an individual lives their life. A center and what people did, they gathered and they talked and they spoke about life from their eternal perspective, and I don't know what. I mean, you know, the thing for the Imagination Center, I'll bet you everybody's been thinking is, you know, we're going to do this and to attain an understanding or a relationship with our eternal self, and haven't therefore considered what it would be like to actually, what would I do every day if I had a relationship with my eternal self?
Mm-hmm.
Would I be seeking out, you know, people on Monday night to sit here and talk about this stuff, or would I be doing off on my own doing other things?
See, now you switch from talking about you to talking about the results, pissing people off.
You got to sit there and describe, just like
you don't know. Well, just talk to me about you.
I sat there with others in large groups, and we had discussions about blah blah blah. On Thursdays, we talked about da 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 da, and whenever I was having a problem, I went and sought counsel with blah, 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 and so on and so forth.
Well, that's interesting there. Yeah, it's like, oh, okay, right. So I could see that in the past, people with their awareness of their eternal self had interest in different areas of life, whether it was how the physical body worked or how it was, you know, whether it was like how buildings were done or how people can work together in a proactive community, and so each would specialize in areas.
But you're creating a personal history, so you need to stay in I.
Oh, I thought that was a problem. Okay. I was trying to talk about the group.
Yeah, I thought we were talking about the center.
Are we talking about the group or the center, Roger?
He said, give me a past of the center.
Oh, the center. Okay. Then I take it back.
Okay. So, you know, what I was trying to do here is, like, I can tell that we used to play a game when my family was out, you know, like, picking blueberries and stuff, and we'd say, okay, you know, somebody would tell a part of a story and then pass it to somebody else, and they'd spontaneously have to come on another part of the story. I was offering to do that. So there's a start. Anybody else want to take it from here?
Would you want it to be a story that describes what we're talking about here, about the center? So things like, we always knew there was a place we could go whenever I had any kind of struggle or conflict in my life. I was always supported. I was always this. I was always that. We knew, da-da-da-da, so on and so forth. And you can become real imaginative with it, you know? We would put out a calling into the other villages for anybody that was looking to understand themselves more deeply, to come join with us and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Our relationships were, you know, intimate relationships. We talked about things, and an issue came up, we always talked about it from our eternal understanding of what the issue is or what we wanted.
Right. We became more a family than my family ever was. We all, you know, we joined together.
Oh, right. The definition of an intimate relationship back then was that you had the two people in the relationship and also the relating of their eternal selves together, all together. A different dynamic of a relationship there.
So people, join in. Create this story.
Can we do that for next Monday?
Why not now?
No, it doesn't sound like we're getting too far here. We can do it if you all write it down and drop it in the Dropbox.
That might work better.
I want to pass that.
I think
start.
There's too much waiting here.
You got to free up your thinking.
tried. It seems I seem to be blocked in the moment.
Join the club.
Become like a child again and just throw it out there. Just the craziest things that come to mind, because you may find out that that's exactly what you desire.
Oh, hi. Could it be like a parallel story to, let's say, like Andrew's journey the last 20 years with, you know, to this stage?
You realize if you can't do this, you can't even speak of your own past?
Yeah, that's occurring to me, Roger.
You only speak of your past to cause your future.
Hmm.
Well, so then for me, the reason people got together way back then was because living with these awarenesses, interacting with people from their eternal perspective was just things that we really like to do. It added context and understanding to life that we wouldn't otherwise have as richly. So from there, we could just talk about what kind of things we did, that what kind of activities people created when they came together. What did they decide to do? All since we'll be getting together on these Monday nights anyway.
They had active and lively discussions.
Awesome, Jennifer. Thank you.
They weren't afraid to speak up.
Some you couldn't get to shut up.
Like, Andrew, could you write your story of, like beginning with Roger up to this present day, like, in one paragraph?
Could I write my story about the center in one paragraph?
No, the story of your, let's say, 20 years... the last 20 years studying Forever Living.
Oh, I'm sure you wouldn't want that story to be the center for the past.
Well, it's probably a parallel story that, you know.
No, because my story of my past has been trying to understand, to acquire these things, even though I didn't use the words. I mean, I was all about learning, growing, and developing.
But that's part of the story, though.
Well, no, that's what I did, but the story I'm trying to construct with you guys right now is one where it's not a learning, growing, developing, it's expressing what we already are, how we decided to create life, right, since that's what we already had.
Right. But in doing...
What was the purpose?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jen.
No, I'm just saying, in acknowledging that and becoming aware of that, you were just, regardless of what you were talking about, you were just becoming aware of who you are.
That's true.
Right. And that's what we want to show.
I just personally would like if I personally could right now, I'd try to write a story that was not about a becoming aware of thing. It would be, son of a bitch, that's what I always was. I'd like to tell that story. Like, looking back on the past and realizing all the ways in which I already was aware of that relationship.
So people became aware of the self they had always been living?
No, not quite like that. Looking back on this, that there was my eternal self right there. I was making and acting these ways with my eternal self in mind, something like that.
All right, well, that's the same thing others will.
And that discovery came one day, Andrew, when you were...
What was that, Ken?
And that discovery
I
came...
I don't mind talking...
And that discovery came one day when you were sitting by a lake with a trusted friend.
Oh, well, I might talk about how that we were, like from Ken, I learned how to do this, that, and the other, you know, ability that he had, you know, he had developed and studied. Oh, okay, now one day sitting by a lake with Ken, I had realized, oh, there's some practice for my life. I'll start doing that. I'll share this with others. So, of course, me, my story was just I'm the kind of guy who takes this cool stuff and I go out and tell other people about it. I can already tell that that's where my story would go. I found this from Ken, and then I, okay, took that along. But that's not the story of the center, I don't think. The story was Ken was part of the center, and he was working with Jennifer, and they were coming up with this technique for something. That's how I would tell it. So what was it? Was this center like a group of people who had different awarenesses who got together and said, hey, I think we could organize this into a package or a program or something that people can do?
Where they talked to a lot of different people and found the commonality. And
commonality?
Yeah, they found that all these people were talking about how they had, let's call it, peak experiences in their life when their awareness took a jump. And that it's memorable. Of all the people they all the conversations they had in the past couple of years, they would go around and say, hey, of all the conversations you had in the past couple of years, which ones do you remember most and why?
Ken, for me, that story is a little different. I would just add it wasn't a matter of taking a jump in awareness as it was maybe a discovery of a new kind of awareness or a new way of focusing my external self.
Yeah. So what they did was they went around and they asked everybody. They asked everybody that question.
Hey, what you got?
Yeah. And from asking everybody, then this other image started to congeal.
Yeah, and somebody put their phone in their pocket and it got really loud all of a sudden.
And we thought they were aliens because they had a phone 2,500 years ago.
Okay, so there you go. There's a story. That's the beginning. Everybody walks with their eternal self. Everybody has these understandings. Different people say, hey, there's this, that, and the other thing I've discovered. Different people develop different specialized awarenesses of their eternal self. And as they go around talking, they say, hey, you got this thing. You know what? Somebody over there has that thing. And we go see that person. Hey, you know, I learned this from that person. That's that thing. And they all just start getting together to say, well, we could really put this together as a big picture of what life is about from an eternal perspective.
Did you just slip future?
I did. Thanks, Pat. I did. Well, so everybody got to, yeah, okay, so then there all these disparate individuals somehow communed and got together in a larger, gathering and said, hey, this is what we're going to do. These are neat ideas. We have some understandings of what life is about from an eternal perspective.
And we wrote it down.
I'm just doing the broad strokes here, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you guys, if it works, we can fill it in.
Yeah.
And we wrote it down. Yes, we're going to write this down, right, exactly.
No, we did write it down.
Good catch. Thank you. Roger, miss, you guys want to say anything at this point?
No.
No guidance? It's going great?
I've already given you guidance. I told you what you do is you switch tenses.
yeah, that's right. I wish I've been caught on twice here.
Write it out so you can see whether you switched tenses or not, and how you did and why you did.
Oh, interesting.
Talking isn't much good because you all don't remember what you said. You don't remember the past. You make up something new. I didn't mean that.
Mm-hmm.
I meant this. And so you really keep compounding it and make a bigger mess for you.
Mm.
And what you really mean is, no matter what it is, you want the future you want. I'm suggesting if you really understand this, you would want the past you want. The future will take care of itself. You build the past for no reason, for no future reason.
Oh.
Build a past for no future reason?
What?
What did you say? Build a past?
Yeah, just give yourself the past you want, period. Don't think about how it's going to give you anything in the future.
So that it's going to create a future for them that they want. And you switch your focus.
So just describe the past with no thought for the future whatsoever.
I guess so. I guess describe imagination center from the past. Don't worry about trying to do anything for the future.
Can I pause for a second and ask a question of everybody?
I don't think that's going to be hard. Go for it.
Is everybody comfortable with editing a document on Dropbox? Does everybody have the capability to do that? Can everybody do that? Do you understand how Dropbox works, and that if we start this story, would everybody feel comfortable going in and writing the same, we all write the same document or edit the same document? Does everybody know how to do that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking a technical question. Pardon?
I mean, I think I know how to save, I know how to download it, make my edits in a certain color, and upload it again.
Yeah,
but so it'd be a separate document.
You could take it down and print it out and do it by hand, and then edit it so it, you understand what you're saying.
Right.
Right, but I'm saying you wouldn't have the benefit of other people adding to the document.
No, only I would.
What?
I'm not interested in your benefits. I want you to tell me your past in that. What you want the Life Care Center to have done, to have created.
Right, so you're interested in everybody writing an individual document.
Well, I couldn't get anything out of anybody to go along, so I just wrote what I wanted to write.
Right. Well, I'm asking if what we're attempting to do here is to write, we're all contributing to one story, or are we all going to take what we talked about tonight and continue that individually?
No. They should, but they're not going to.
Well, I'm an optimist.
Mm-hmm.
I give them the benefit of the doubt.
I give them the history.
Any comments?
I would rather us do individuals and see where each of us is. You know, each of us is going to have their own take.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's. I think with Roger commented a little while ago, if we can't write this, we can't write our own history, our own personal history, our past.
Okay.
So I think this is going to be pretty unique. I sure appreciate other people's comments, but I don't know that I hadn't thought that we were working on a single document.
Okay. So is everybody technically comfortable with writing their own and uploading it to Dropbox?
Yeah, no different than the dreams.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You're just going to have to put it in a large enough size font, I've found out. I guess maybe take the current Dream template. That seems to work. And then
do this.
The columns out, and you can just start right from that.
Okay.
Yeah, to me, it is the first step to do it individually. Yeah.
I mean, from what we've talked tonight, I'm thinking or I'm hoping that this is enough to get people started in a productive direction.
Hmm.
Just watch, you know, watch where you slip into the future like I did and tell a story of the center from the past.
As Roger suggested a moment or two ago, that writing it down is probably going to make it easier for us to catch when we do slip into future talk.
Yeah.
Yep.
I like that idea. I'm game.
Me too.
Thanks, Misty. I think I know how I can do that now from listening to you a few minutes ago.
Okay, good. So is that it for the evening? Roger had to run to the other room for a minute.
Okay, I think it probably is enough for the evening.
He's pretty tired today, so.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for getting this going.
Please, guys.
Super. Well,
do your homework.
This is the first one where
don't call it homework.
That all of us contributed so much. That's fabulous.
Do your stuff, you know? Write it down.
Yes.
Yep.
I was
good idea.
Yes.
I'm going to do that.
You know, he gets so discouraged when nothing's there. It's like he's sitting there going, I'm giving everything I have to you, 150%, and nothing's coming back in return. And that's all about what's going on with him, and he's getting weaker and weaker.
Yeah. Well, I'm in for this one. That's for sure.
Yeah. All right.
We really don't know how long he has.
No, we don't. All righty then. Are we saying goodnight?
We are. Goodnight for now.